Érettségi vizsga angol nyelvből. Hallott szöveg értése emelt szint.
Welcome to the listening component of the Matura examination. The listening material and the instructions are recorded on this CD, and the tasks and instructions are printed in your test booklet. There will be three tasks, and every recording will be played twice. The tasks will begin with some music, and then you will hear, and you can also read, the instructions to the task. This will be followed by a silent period on the CD, in order to give you some time to look at the task in your test booklet before hearing the text. Then we will play the recording in one piece. After another short silent period, we will play the recording for the second time, but now in shorter sections and with breaks between the sections in order to give you enough time to write down your answers. Please note that the first item in each task, marked with a tick, is always an example. The whole test is exactly 30 minutes long. Good luck. Task 1. In this section, you are going to hear about a very successful new trend in book publishing. Your task is to circle the letters of the correct answers in the boxes on the right. Please note that in this task, both answers may be correct. However, there is always at least one correct answer. This means you will have to circle one or two letters. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to make your decision about the answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
The little boy went first day at school. He got some crayons and he started to draw. He put colors all over the paper, for colors was what he saw.
At the end of a difficult day, what's better than a game on your phone, watching a video on your tablet, or just browsing the internet for pictures of cats or whatever you like? Apparently, colouring books are, and not ones for children either. Adult colouring books are the latest and definitely least technological method that people are choosing to help relax. However, despite the low-tech appeal, the trend is just as widespread on social media as it is in bookstores. Just how popular are they? A check of Amazon.com reveals 8 adult colouring books in the top 20 best-selling book list, and there is one even in the top 3. One name that stands out on lists is that of Joanna Basford, whose Secret Garden book has sold 2 million copies worldwide. And for a short time earlier this year, Secret Garden and her second book, a follow-up called Enchanted Forest, were the 2 best-selling books on Amazon. The story began in 2011, when a British publishing house asked Joanna Basford, a 31-year-old Scottish artist and illustrator, to draw a children's colouring book. Basford suggested instead that she draw one for adults. The publishers were convinced and ultimately decided to come out with the first adult colouring book, Secret Garden. Basford's spectacular success, combined with the success of some other publishers' books by a quickly growing number of other artists drawing new colouring books in 2012, has helped to create a massive new trend in book publishing. A spokesman for a publisher specialising in such titles said, "We can't print adult colouring books fast enough. We're on our 15th reprint of some of our titles, and we're getting orders of 60,000 at one time from some of our biggest retailers." Dover Publishing told The New Yorker that it hasn't seen a phenomenon like it in our 30 years of publishing. "It's been crazy. The last few weeks since Enchanted Forest came out have been utter madness, but fantastic madness." Eleanor Blatherwick, head of sales and marketing at the book's original British publisher, told The Guardian, "We knew the books would be beautiful, but we didn't realise it would be such a phenomenal success." Colouring the flowers, castles, trees, animals and other designs allows adults to get the illusion of creativity, and filling them out is like a form of meditation. The books give beautiful results that anyone, even those of us who aren't necessarily professionals, can be proud of. There are so many colors in the rainbow, so many colors in the morning sun, so many colors in the flower, and I see everyone.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
The little boy went first day at school. He got some crayons and he started to draw. He put colors all over the paper, for colors was what he saw.
At the end of a difficult day, what's better than a game on your phone, watching a video on your tablet, or just browsing the internet for pictures of cats or whatever you like? Apparently, colouring books are, and not ones for children either. Adult colouring books are the latest and definitely least technological method that people are choosing to help relax. However, despite the low-tech appeal, the trend is just as widespread on social media as it is in bookstores. Just how popular are they? A check of Amazon.com reveals 8 adult colouring books in the top 20 best-selling book list, and there is one even in the top 3. One name that stands out on lists is that of Joanna Basford, whose Secret Garden book has sold 2 million copies worldwide. And for a short time earlier this year, Secret Garden and her second book, a follow-up called Enchanted Forest, were the 2 best-selling books on Amazon. The story began in 2011, when a British publishing house asked Joanna Basford, a 31-year-old Scottish artist and illustrator, to draw a children's colouring book. Basford suggested instead that she draw one for adults. The publishers were convinced and ultimately decided to come out with the first adult colouring book, Secret Garden. Basford's spectacular success, combined with the success of some other publishers' books by a quickly growing number of other artists drawing new colouring books in 2012, has helped to create a massive new trend in book publishing. A spokesman for a publisher specialising in such titles said, "We can't print adult colouring books fast enough. We're on our 15th reprint of some of our titles, and we're getting orders of 60,000 at one time from some of our biggest retailers." Dover Publishing told The New Yorker that it hasn't seen a phenomenon like it in our 30 years of publishing. It's been crazy. The last few weeks since Enchanted Forest came out have been utter madness, but fantastic madness. Eleanor Blatherwick, head of sales and marketing at the book's original British publisher, told The Guardian, "We knew the books would be beautiful, but we didn't realise it would be such a phenomenal success." Colouring the flowers, castles, trees, animals and other designs allows adults to get the illusion of creativity, and filling them out is like a form of meditation. The books give beautiful results that anyone, even those of us who aren't necessarily professionals, can be proud of. There are so many colors in the rainbow, so many colors in the morning sun, so many colors in the flower, and I see everyone.
That is the end of task one. Task two. In this section, you will hear a news report about a very ambitious young American lady who has rather distant dreams. Your task is to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true. B means false, and C means the text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
Alyssa Carson has big dreams. At the age of 13, she is determined to be the first person to land on Mars. But this is more than wishful thinking. NASA thinks she stands a chance, and she's already in training. She says she wants to go to Mars because it's a place no one has been. It's completely deserted right now. She says she wants to take that first step on the planet. At the NASA Visitors Center, she gets the chance to play simulator games where they can practice real-life situations like parachute jumps and landing Curiosity, the car-sized robotic rover, on the proper landing site on Mars. Alyssa is studying science and several languages and became the first person to attend all three of NASA's World Space Camps. Her call sign at the U.S. Space Agency is Blueberry. She says she thinks she has a high chance of going to Mars, basically because she's been training for 9 years so far. She believes that as she gets older and continues to do more things, her resume will just eventually get longer, and that will help her stand out and make her look unique compared to other people. At school, she has French, Spanish, Chinese, English language, and of course, she also takes math and science. She says she has a pretty balanced life, although her Saturdays are usually rather packed, but not always, by NASA stuff. Sometimes it could be due to taking part in soccer games or even a piano recital. She says these things help her just to be a kid sometimes. Her father, Bert Carson, says the family has the next 20 years of work carefully planned out for Alyssa. "We have the next 20 years planned out. We know what she's doing. She is looking at going on a mission to Mars in 2033. I absolutely think Alyssa will be on Mars. There is not a doubt in my mind because of how hard she works trying to get there. I am sure that her dream and her passion will drive her to that planet." NASA spokesman Paul Foreman says, "NASA takes people like Alyssa very seriously. She's a perfect candidate to one day become an astronaut, to eventually travel to Mars. She's doing the right things, she's taking the right training, taking all the right steps to actually become an astronaut." Alyssa's father says, "In 20 years, I may never see her again. There are options out there where they go to Mars and they might not come back. We've had those discussions, and if that's the only option she has, she still wants to go." The teenager from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, says, "I have thought about the possibility of being other things, but being an astronaut has always been first on my list. Failure is not an option. I don't want one obstacle in the way to stop me from going to Mars."
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Alyssa Carson has big dreams. At the age of 13, she is determined to be the first person to land on Mars. But this is more than wishful thinking. NASA thinks she stands a chance, and she's already in training. She says she wants to go to Mars because it's a place no one has been. It's completely deserted right now. She says she wants to take that first step on the planet. At the NASA Visitors Center, she gets the chance to play simulator games where they can practice real-life situations like parachute jumps and landing Curiosity, the car-sized robotic rover, on the proper landing site on Mars. Alyssa is studying science and several languages and became the first person to attend all three of NASA's World Space Camps. Her call sign at the U.S. Space Agency is Blueberry. She says she thinks she has a high chance of going to Mars, basically because she's been training for 9 years so far. She believes that as she gets older and continues to do more things, her resume will just eventually get longer, and that will help her stand out and make her look unique compared to other people. At school, she has French, Spanish, Chinese, English language, and of course, she also takes math and science. She says she has a pretty balanced life, although her Saturdays are usually rather packed, but not always, by NASA stuff. Sometimes it could be due to taking part in soccer games or even a piano recital. She says these things help her just to be a kid sometimes. Her father, Bert Carson, says the family has the next 20 years of work carefully planned out for Alyssa. "We have the next 20 years planned out. We know what she's doing. She is looking at going on a mission to Mars in 2033. I absolutely think Alyssa will be on Mars. There is not a doubt in my mind because of how hard she works trying to get there. I am sure that her dream and her passion will drive her to that planet." NASA spokesman Paul Foreman says, "NASA takes people like Alyssa very seriously. She's a perfect candidate to one day become an astronaut, to eventually travel to Mars. She's doing the right things. She's taking the right training, taking all the right steps to actually become an astronaut. Alyssa's father says, "In 20 years, I may never see her again. There are options out there where they go to Mars and they might not come back. We've had those discussions, and if that's the only option she has, she still wants to go." The teenager from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, says, "I have thought about the possibility of being other things, but being an astronaut has always been first on my list. Failure is not an option. I don't want one obstacle in the way to stop me from going to Mars."
That is the end of Task 2. Task 3. In this section, you are going to hear a news item about a campaign run by Coca-Cola in the Middle East. Your task is to write one word into each of the gaps below using the words you hear in the recording. First, you will have some time to look at the task. And then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to make your decision about the answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
This month, Coca-Cola is abandoning labels and encouraging people to do the same. In honor of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, the beverage giant Coke has removed the logos from its packaging and is producing unmarked cans in Middle Eastern countries. One side of the no-label cans is blank, other than the brand's iconic coloring. The other side reads, "Labels are for cans, not for people." The aim of the campaign is to raise awareness for worldwide prejudice and stereotypes and to encourage people not to judge one another. The Middle East branch of the company announced the campaign on Tuesday, in conjunction with a YouTube video that highlights how quickly people develop prejudices, but how simple it is to break such perceptions. In the video, which was recorded using infrared light and night vision cameras, a group of strangers, all of them men, have been invited to a dinner party in a completely dark room where they can't see each other at all. In the clip, the men chat about various subjects and what they have in common, and are asked to guess each other's appearances in the dark. When the lights are turned on, it reveals a diverse group. A guy with facial tattoos, two men in Arab dress, a man in a wheelchair, and another man in smart business dress. And the participants discover how incorrect their guesses were. The group members are then asked to reach under their chairs, where they pull out the Coke cans and their "labels are for cans" messaging. The video and the cans hope to encourage people to take the time to get to know each other before making judgments, and to promote a world without labels and prejudices. The campaign is being led by a Dubai-based agency, and the cans will be produced in Middle East countries for Ramadan, which began at sundown on June 17th. In the Middle East, a region with over 200 nationalities and a larger number of generalizations and labels dividing people, these Coca-Cola cans can send a powerful and timeless message that a world without labels is a world without differences, and that we are all basically just the same, human, the agency said in a statement. The Middle East campaign ties in with Coke's global effort called Take an Extra Second, which encourages people to forget stereotypes and take the time to get to know people better.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
This month, Coca-Cola is abandoning labels and encouraging people to do the same. In honor of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, the beverage giant Coke has removed the logos from its packaging and is producing unmarked cans in Middle Eastern countries. One side of the no-label cans is blank, other than the brand's iconic coloring. The other side reads, "Labels are for cans, not for people." The aim of the campaign is to raise awareness for worldwide prejudice and stereotypes and to encourage people not to judge one another. The Middle East branch of the company announced the campaign on Tuesday, in conjunction with a YouTube video that highlights how quickly people develop prejudices, but how simple it is to break such perceptions. In the video, which was recorded using infrared light and night vision cameras, a group of strangers, all of them men, have been invited to a dinner party in a completely dark room where they can't see each other at all. In the clip, the men chat about various subjects and what they have in common, and are asked to guess each other's appearances in the dark. When the lights are turned on, it reveals a diverse group. A guy with facial tattoos, two men in Arab dress, a man in a wheelchair, and another man in smart business dress. And the participants discover how incorrect their guesses were. The group members are then asked to reach under their chairs, where they pull out the Coke cans and their "Labels are for cans" messaging. The video and the cans hope to encourage people to take the time to get to know each other before making judgments, and to promote a world without labels and prejudices. The campaign is being led by a Dubai-based agency, and the cans will be produced in Middle East countries for Ramadan, which began at sundown on June 17th. In the Middle East, a region with over 200 nationalities and a larger number of generalizations and labels dividing people, these Coca-Cola cans can send a powerful and timeless message that a world without labels is a world without differences, and that we are all basically just the same, human, the agency said in a statement. The Middle East campaign ties in with Coke's global effort called Take an Extra Second, which encourages people to forget stereotypes and take the time to get to know people better.
Listen.
That is the end of Task 3, and also the end of the listening exam.